to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Republic Bank's cash bonanza! Furniture!
Do it right!
Do upgrades!
Do it right!
A new fridge!
Do it right!
Take a trip and do it right! Get what your heart is after. It's Republic's cash bonanza!
New appliances, clearing bills, do it with 0 to 5% down payments. Apply online, quick approvals and more. Whatever it is, do it right with Republic Bank's cash bonanza!
Chance to win big, big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play.
Pick 2 with Multi-X.
Pick 2 numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on Pick 2 and Multi-X.
Pick 2 with Multi-X.
Pick 2, Pick 2 in the afternoon.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Shelley, Dion and Christopher pleaded with Robin to leave Matthew, but she made many excuses for his behavior and Shelley banned him from the house. A news report on TV stated that a woman's body was found and Shelley commented to Ignatius that it looked a lot like Benicia, Alonso's friend. Shelley called but got no reply. They lamented the fact that many Venezuelans were being viciously abused by Guyanese men in the bush. Robin called Matthew, who was staying with a friend, and said she wanted to see him. Right now, Christopher and Dion are about to go out.
Christopher, you ready?
Yeah, I'm coming, Dion.
You see Robin for the morning?
Nah, she's sleeping late.
Because she coming about 6 this morning.
She start back working?
I don't think so.
Yeah, right. Since she got diagnosed with HIV and TB, she ain't been doing sex work.
And she left the yard work.
I wonder where she been. Maybe she decided to get back to work.
My guess is that she went to see Matthew.
You really think so?
Yes, Christopher. You don't understand the depths to which Robin is in love with this man.
Aye, Father. Well, I hope. If it's he she been with for truth, he didn't put his hands on she again.
Even if he did, you think she can tell we?
Nope. Sad.
Anyway, you ready for we go and do these HIV tests?
Yeah. You think it's normal thing that I nervous?
It can be okay.
Since this story with me and Sean, and I do the first test, I ain't been with no one.
You freaking.
Well, it's like... Yes, I guess you can say it's a part of fear.
So wait, you can live the rest of your life like a monk?
I guess I just needed to fully get over what Sean did to me.
Okay.
I just pray that everything is okay with this HIV test today.
Look, even the small chance that it's positive is not the end of the world.
But I don't want to be HIV positive. I know there's good treatment now, and people living long and healthy lives, but that doesn't mean there isn't still stigma and discrimination.
True.
I just want everything to be okay with me.
Look, you didn't have unprotected sex with Usher and you're on PrEP. We got to trust the methods for protection. Life is about enjoyment. We can be living in fear even when we protect ourselves.
Yeah?
Come on, let me go. Either way, life goes on and we're gonna be fine.
Hello?
Hi, Shelley.
Alonzo?
Yeah.
Why are you calling me?
How are you doing?
I am alright, but why are you calling me?
We need to live like that.
Look, talk quick. Because me and Ignatius come home and ask me who I talking to.
Sorry, I ain't calling because it's a problem between you and me uncle.
So what is it?
I don't know if you see, but they had a report about an unidentified murdered Venezuelan woman.
Oh gosh, you see it too? You think it's Benicia?
That is why I'm calling you, because since me see it, it looked like she to me too. And this thing just dip on my mind. It just dip on my mind.
I pray it's not she.
I actually in the same region.
Oh, you up there?
Yeah. I looking after the little mining business still.
Oh, okay.
You really think it's she?
I don't know. Whole day I calling and messaging and she not answering.
Well, I don't have her number now, so I can't call.
And with the history the two y'all got, I would advise against it.
Right. Anyway, I try to find out what I can. It's tough up here for these Venezuelan people though.
There's what me and Ignatius just been talking about.
Body is dread. The amount of advantage I see taking upon these people is not right. I can't believe at one point I was a part of that.
Mm-mm. Hey, prison really changed you?
Shelly, look. Me would never say I's a perfect man. But when I've been inside, I promised myself that never again I can, one, abuse a woman, and two, get myself involved in any illegal business.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, since I'm up here, I try to see how I can influence these guys by sharing my story and encouraging them to change. But not for them anyone here.
So tell me some of the things you hear and see up there now.
There's so many stories.
Hmm.
They had this one banner who was living with a Venezuelan girl, right?
Yeah.
She ain't had no papers.
This is the thing that causes him more advantage to take for enough of these people. No documents.
Not only that, but the language. Yeah, some speak English, but a lot of them only understand Spanish. And when some of these Chinese people realize that, there's more advantage.
So what happened with the guy that delivered with the Venezuelan girl?
Yeah, I tell you, she make 3 cherry for wap, wap, wap.
Oh, okay.
And after a while, she got a job working with a little bar.
And let me guess, all the money she work for, he take it away, right?
That's right. Plus, he the hustler for put she for do sex work too.
Oh gosh, some of these men really some low lives. Why do you think every Venezuelan woman want to do sex work?
She refused to do the sex work. And of course he beat you.
So what happened with them?
She was trying to leave to go back to Venezuela with her 3 children.
Imagine the pressure so much that you would rather go back to a country that you run away from for betterment.
But she couldn't leave because the law is that in order for the children to leave the country, the father got to sign. And he refused to sign any document for she.
Wow. So what should I know?
I hear she meet up with somebody from one of them organizations that has helped Venezuelans. And they managed to get she away from me. Day like today, you know, she nor the 3 children there.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
It's sad, Alonzo. We got to do whatever we got to do to help wherever we can. I was telling Ignatius, I got to find out about them organizations that has helped Venezuelans in places like Region 1, 7, and 8.
Yeah, at least there is some help, even though many Venezuelans may not have taken it because they don't know English or even know they got these organizations.
Okay.
Anyway, I'll find out as much as I can to see if the woman get killed as Benicio.
As soon as you know something, please call me back. I can continue trying to reach you.
Okay, no problem.
And Alonzo.
Yes, Shelley.
I'm proud that you decided to turn your life around.
Thanks. Enough men that go to prison and come out worse. But I want it to be better.
Good for you. You could be an example to many other men.
There's a lot of work to do with these guys. Some of them you're talking to them, and it's like it going in one ear and come through the other.
Well, you can't give up, Alonzo.
I know.
Call me as soon as you hear anything about the murdered woman.
Okay.
Bye, Alonzo.
Bye, Shelley.
Hi, Shelley.
Hey, dear, how are you now?
Me and Christopher are testing side.
HIV?
Yeah, Christopher wanted to do a test just to make sure.
I thought he tested negative after Usher.
He did, but he wanted to do a follow-up test just to be sure.
Oh, okay.
So we do the self-testing and we're waiting for the results.
This is a test where you swab your mouth and you gotta wait like 20 minutes?
Yeah, but Christopher's so paranoid, he said that even if this turned out negative, he might still want to do a blood test.
Are they right here, no, Dion?
Hi, Christopher.
Hi, love.
This is why you put yourself through so much pressure.
I just want to be certain and be done with this.
Look, you never had unprotected sex with Usher. Plus, you're on prep. Don't stress yourself.
I know. Once the test is negative, my mind will finally be at ease.
So, where's there's this thing with you run if you get blood tests, even if the self-test is negative.
The self-test is over 99% accurate.
I know that, Dion.
Why you stress yourself out for though?
Just want to start on a clean slate.
Oh, I guess you gotta do whatever makes you happy.
Exactly.
Anyway, I got to ask about Robin. I'm calling and she's not answering.
You girl come home 6 o'clock this morning.
What? She didn't tell me she's doing sex work again.
We don't think she is.
We believe she went and see Matthew.
What is this?
Anyway, we ain't sure. Just a wild guess.
I might pass by the house to see she.
Oh gosh, there's me phone alarm. It's time for check the test.
Alright, let me stay on the phone for your results.
Okay, go check me on force. Uh-huh. Mine is negative.
Okay, my turn.
What would it say?
Negative 2!
Yes, queen, yes!
I told you you didn't have anything to worry about.
Well, just cry, you crying, Christopher.
Tears of joy. It's tears of joy.
Come on, me friend. I'm taking you to lunch. We got to celebrate.
So, babes, you enjoying the food?
Oh, yes. Thanks for inviting me out to lunch into such a nice restaurant.
Only the best for a queen like you.
I'm really looking forward to getting to know you better.
I'm looking forward to getting to know you better, too. All now, I don't see you as me wife and baby mother.
Not so quick. We only just met.
When you find the right one, you know.
I guess.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Wait, there's Nashan over there. Look, Dion.
Oh gosh, is he for true?
And there's a nice young girl. Like he mean for done. Let me go over there.
I'm right behind you.
Good day, Sean.
Hi, Cross.
Huh? Oh, so you're gonna pretend like you don't know we Sean Usher King.
Excuse me, who is Sean?
This man that you're sitting on with? What he tell you his name?
Robert.
Then I guess he didn't disclose his HIV status to you too, or that he dates men.
What? Robert, this is true?
Young lady, if you know what's good for you, you're gonna run far in the other direction and leave this man alone.
Oh my gosh, Robert.
Sean.
Look, I don't know these two people, but if you want to believe them, it's fine with me.
I was in a relationship with him, and he didn't tell me that he was HIV positive. And try to have unprotected sex with me.
Oh my gosh.
You know what? The two of you should watch out your back with
you. You the crap.
No rest of redemption for the wicked like you.
Watch out your back. Watch out your back.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundi.
So when you're having fun, don't forget condom.
Stigma and discrimination to people living with HIV hurts. The person living with HIV deserves respect, tolerance, inclusion, and support like any other person. If your beliefs or attitude cause you to scorn or fear a person living with HIV, speak with that loved one or a professional today. Caring for those living with HIV does you no harm. Learn the facts. HIV is life-changing. But with treatment, not life-threatening.
A message from the Ministry of Health and the National AIDS Program Secretariat with support from Global Fund.
La tuberculosis es la infección más común en personas viviendo con el VIH, pero no necesariamente tiene que estar infectado. Si estás viviendo con VIH, habla con tu administrador de cuidados y tratamientos hoy. Sobre la posibilidad de empezar a tomar el tratamiento en contra de la tuberculosis. Recuerda que los síntomas de la tuberculosis incluyen tos, pérdida de peso, pérdida de apetito y sudores nocturnos. Con el tratamiento, las personas que viven con VIH pueden vencer la tuberculosis y vivir una vida libre y productiva.
Este es un mensaje del Ministerio de Salud y del Programa Nacional de Tuberculosis con el apoyo del Fondo Mundial.